Our friend Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife joins us on the phone.
Posted this red fox that came in with some head trauma and face lacerations, but it seems to be doing a little bit better. And you say he's almost ready to go home. When you release your animals, your patients back into the wild, curious, do you re-release them where you found them, or how does that work?
Yeah, in most cases we do try to. On almost every species, depending on the species, it's incredibly important to get it back to the area that it came from. And in some species, it's required by law that I get them back. That being said, there's the odd exception. In winter time, sometimes we run into difficulties where we might have to wait. It's sort of always the golden rule to get those animals back out as quick as we can. But foxes, for example, need to go back to their home turf. They have their den site. So it's important to get them back to where home is. So, we'll have to be careful with that. We might wait till a little bit more of the winter's over because his den site might be snowed in or iced in because of the hard winter we've had.
Wildlife Wednesday with Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife. You can check out hopeforwildlife.net if you're interested in making a donation. And you are coming back to TV.
I know. It's quite exciting, actually. Woo! We had a few years rest there with COVID, so it's nice to be back at it again. And our first show is going to air on March 4th on Cottage Life. So it's going to be around 9 p.m. We're quite excited. We're going to have a little party and get together here for the gang that works and volunteers here to watch the first episode. It's called Hope for Wildlife, The Next Generation. So it was a lot of fun putting it all together.
Oh, we're looking forward to seeing it again. That's actually how I found out about you guys. I live right down the street from you, but my mom's obsessed. And she was like, I used to watch her show every single day.
It's always nice to hear. I think it really meant a lot to young and old. People really enjoyed watching it. And some people, it was as simple as just seeing a little bit of Nova Scotia. Maybe they'd moved away and it was a chance to reconnect to Nova Scotia again.
What can people expect to see on the show? Do you got anything planned?
Yeah, we actually filmed most of last year, and there was the same company, Arcadia, was doing the filming. They're wonderful to work with, very, very caring about the animals. I found a little more beautiful. They used a drone a bit more to get some beautiful aerial shots. As you know, Seaforth is incredibly pretty, and to get some of those ocean shots and shots of the farm itself, it's so pretty here where we work and live. So I think that part's nice. They also focused a bit more, which I like, on the people that make this all happen. And it really is all about the next generation coming up, who's going to be doing it 20 years from now and how that will all work. And I like the fact that it was filmed from the point of view of some of the young people that work here. I think that's important.
Oh, we can't wait. March 4th, your show. And it's called Hope for Wildlife?
Yes, it's called Hope for Wildlife, The Next Generation.
Wonderful. And what is Hope's fun fact for us this morning?
I always have fun picking these out. Spring is just around the corner, so I don't know if you knew or not, but it's only the female mosquito that bites you. The males do not bite. The females bite because they need a special protein from blood to help develop their eggs.
Wow.
Thought it was just because the male mosquitoes were just too lazy.
Maybe that has something to do with it, too.
Honestly, after this cold and ice and everything, I don't mind a couple of mosquitoes if it means the sun's going to be out.
I know. Getting a little tired of the winter. It's been so icy this year.
Wildlife Wednesday with Hope Swinimer of Hope for Wildlife. Check out the website, hopeforwildlife.net. Make a donation. It's for a great cause. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks a lot. You take care.